This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, here he is, everybody. Lesego Mapanga. He was there at the launch of Brand New Day. By the way, you can use the hashtag Brand, B-R-A-N, New Day. It's all about life and hacks in life that will help you live a more balanced, fruitful, healthy, fulfilled life, all powered by Kellogg's All Brand. And we decided we would profile some interesting individuals around their everyday well-being, and hopefully they'll be able to transfer some of that knowledge to the rest of us so that we can all get our lifestyles right as well. And maybe, just maybe, if you're really lucky, you could look as good as Sia thinks he does and as good as Lesego actually does. Here he is. He's with us this morning. Morning, man. How the hell are you, Lesego?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, man. Good. Nice to see you so early in the morning. I'm used to seeing you later on a Thursday.
I know. It's early, guys. Yes, I commend you.
How do you start your day?
Probably at the gym.
Mm-hmm. You go early in the morning, first thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it so crowded then?
Not really. I think it's worse in the afternoon, actually. So I like to go to the gym in the morning.
I saw Simpiwe at the gym yesterday.
Is it?
He was on the show with you. Simpiwe.
Yeah.
He walked in while I was walking out. So at least there's someone who saw me at the gym.
Oh, there's a witness.
That's what matters. Yes.
So, okay, you go early in the morning.
Yeah, just get it out the way.
All right.
Although, you know, when you're at work and things just pile on. And then
at the end of the day, the last thing you feel like is, exactly, I've got to go to gym. So you actually aren't one of those people who, yeah, I can't wait to go to gym. You, like the rest of us, you go, oh God, I've got to get this out of the way.
I literally hate those people. They're like, gym is so great. Because gym is not that great, actually.
Do you
and if you do it, especially if you do it well, it's not.
Do you eat something before you go to gym or do you eat afterwards?
I actually eat afterwards.
Okay, so what do you have?
All bran.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, what, just plain?
No, okay, so just plain, right?
Right.
But I'll be honest, so before this, probably this month, I used to have all the flakes, right?
Yeah.
But you know there's like the sticks, but I think I'm moving more towards the sticks than the flakes now.
I like that granola stuff too. I like that sometimes. But it's hard to, because you're in such a hurry usually in the mornings, it's hard to remember to eat. And if you do eat properly.
Yeah.
Right? Mavs, you know what I mean. It's very hard for us to get this right.
Oh, my struggle right now. Let's focus on Lesego, please. Let's leave me out of people whose bodies are looking good right now.
Everybody,
let's just talk to Lesego.
Pay no attention to my body.
No,
she's making a noose.
I am literally the elephant in the room.
She's making a noose in the corner of the room.
Sitting this one out.
She's going to do a Chester Bennington on us if we're not careful. So let's go back to Lesego. Yeah, all right. So you have something early in the morning, and then after that, do you feel that it powers you through your day? Because they keep telling us breakfast is so important. It gives you the energy you need for the rest of the day. Not only the energy, but the fiber and all the other stuff, right?
Do you know what's tricky about breakfast day? If you really think about it, if you skip breakfast, right? You always have this tendency of eating just before lunch, right? Yeah. And then you're hungry at lunchtime again. So you eat at lunch again.
Right.
So I've seen that it's a bit tricky because you actually eat more than what you're actually supposed to if you skip that first breakfast. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And that's probably where we mess it up the most.
But I mean, there are alternatives. I mean, a lot of people have porridge early in the morning, right? And that's supposedly very good for you.
You mean like the oats and stuff?
Yeah, like oats, the flakes that we were just talking about, that high fiber stuff. You know, all of that is really good if you find a good mixture, and even if you vary it a little bit, because if you eat the same thing every day for 5 days in a row, your body eventually goes, I've had enough of this, you know?
Like, I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
That's
what happens to me.
You got to switch it up from time to time. But I like to keep consistency, though.
Right.
That's my thing. Especially because during the day, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to switch. Especially like where I am in banking and people vote one day and the rand just drops. And then you'd work the whole night. And then, so you can imagine the type of week I've had.
You had a really good week this week. It's been amazing. Yeah. So you are responsible for finding all kinds of new revenue streams in the bank and new ways of doing business, right?
Yeah.
So what you do there?
Ooh, that and some more.
Mm. And they make sure they get their money's worth out of you.
Yeah. But listen, the last time was okay. It's not like we're bricklayers or we're construction workers, so I can't say they were not comfortable.
But you work hard. And you work long hours sometimes.
Yeah. Most times.
Do you ever get hungry at work?
All the time.
Now, what do you do? Because I imagine because you burn so much energy and you are fit.
Yeah.
You must need to keep fueling yourself.
All the time.
And the temptation for any of us at work is to just go to the nearest spaza or like cafe or go down to the coffee shop or whatever.
Fast food across the street.
Right. And then you end up regretting that because that will not go away in a hurry.
So for me, best Bistrik. So you talk about granola, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, well, I just call it muesli, but basically muesli and yogurt.
Yeah.
Works like a charm.
Really?
Works like a charm.
You keep a stock of that?
Literally. You have like your own cupboard at work with like your own stuff. You know, you get pissed with somebody else when you notice somebody else taking your cup of
You need to lock that cupboard.
Yeah, but you can't lock that cupboard. That's the thing. You know, they don't even allow you to do that because it's supposed to be a cohesive environment. And you get a little bit ticked off sometimes, but then you just let it, go and you're like, oh, no, just kumbaya. Let's practice a bit of Ubuntu. Let's move forward.
I love the fact that you are a big fan of maths and science because you obviously did well in that at school, which is, you know, a lot of people want that to be made easier for people. They say, oh, no, you know, we can always do maths lit, or we can drop the pass rate for maths and science and not make them compulsory, all that kind of thing. It's important that we have maths and science graduates, right?
Yeah, you need it. You can't run away from it. And maths and science, it's not difficult. It's just time consuming. That's the issue. So, I mean, in English, you can read a sentence once, you read a book once, and you know what it's about.
Right.
But with science and math, you got to go through an equation like 10 times and do it and figure it out and see the pattern, which is funny. I was listening to you guys back on studio talking about patterns and generalizations. But that's all science and math is about, is just looking at a pattern, because 1 times 2, 2 times 1, it's all the same pattern, the answer is the same. You just look at those patterns, but it takes you time to get through those patterns. So math and science is not difficult, it's just time consuming.
And once you crack it,
it's done.
It's there forever.
Forever.
It's not like when you study history or you read a book or you watch Game of Thrones, you forget what the hell happened. Right? Because you can't remember all of that info.
No.
But if you get an equation and you figure out how to do all equations and you get it right 10 or more times, suddenly you can solve all of them.
It's like copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste.
Right.
It's like being healthy as well, like going to the gym.
You just have to stick to it.
Just stick to it. Just like literally, I'm sorry, but just shut up and just like do it. And you won't feel good every day, but just do it.
Do you talk to people in the gym, or do you go into your own world?
Talking to people in the gym.
I put on, when I remember to, I get my headphones.
Oh.
You know, you train with those and people don't talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. But you get those people who are very persistent and people that like to elicit. There's always that one guy that wants to show you how to do something better than what.
God. Do you have that as well? I mean, looking the way you do, you'd think people would stay away.
That's the thing. And then you look at him and you're like, dude, like, look at me, look at you, you know? I think I know what I'm doing. No, but still, like, everyone's a professional, you know?
They come up and they go, oh, you're not doing that right. You must hold this arm here.
Just relax. Just breathe it.
The nerve.
Oh.
What?
Can you imagine? Going up to Lesejo. I mean, look at those arms. He could pull a truck.
Although the only time that you wouldn't be opposed to talking to someone in the gym is maybe if it was like a cute little young thing eyeing you out, walking up to you and saying, oh, could you please help me with these dumbbells?
Can I be honest? Even they're probably like the most annoying.
Oh, no.
There's nothing worse. Oh,
so there's no hope for anyone.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Because now you're going to work out, right?
Yeah.
And now you have an excessive weight. And now you're going to put those weights down and give them their small weights and wait like 10 minutes for them to do their thing. And then you cool down. Now you must
go back. Train with someone or you do it on your own?
I do it on my own. I'm always on my own.
Me too.
Yeah.
I used to have a trainer and she was great, but it was a girl and she was hardcore. She was way tougher than any of the guys. Mm. And when she stopped training me, I thought, no, I'm not going to get someone. I can't train with someone either. It annoys me. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, no.
Like you have to wait for them to finish.
Exactly.
It makes your gym time twice as long.
Yeah, no.
No need.
No, it's the one place where you shouldn't make any new friends, I believe. Anywhere else, the office, wherever, like network, blow it, like go for it. But in the gym, just focus on yourself, just you and your body. Be selfish.
Yes.
The one time you're allowed to be selfish. You pay for that membership by yourself.
I think selfishness is totally underrated.
It's not a society scheme, Jim.
Yeah. Damn straight. So brandnewday.co.za is the home of all of it. From more information about Bran to fun recipes, you can find out all about why fiber is good for you. Kellogg's All Brand, synonymous with building well-being and enabling a healthier lifestyle. And this morning, our guest, Lesego Mapanga, you can catch him later on today. Are you on with the guys?
Today's Thursday. You see what I mean? Like this holiday just...
I know, it messes up everything, right?
I thought today was Monday or Tuesday,
You don't actually know where you are. And that's why I hate these middle of the week holidays. What they should do is take all of our holidays, the 12 of them, put one in each month so we get one long weekend every month.
100%.
And then there'll be more productivity. You go to the bank today, you tell me, a third of the people won't be there. Watch.
No, it's a wrap. Right?
How dare they?
I think we should go to Parliament. They should have like another vote.
But do
like
you think they're week. At work today? Guaranteed they're not going to be doing
nursing
anything.
Hangovers from the big victory.
All sitting around doing nothing. Are you kidding? Madness. All right, Lesejo, thank you very much for popping by, dude.
Pleasure.
And and keep up the fitness and the health. You've got a lot of women in this office who try to be here on a Thursday for no good reason except to see you. So. Have you noticed that, Sia? They do, they hang around.
You know, I get this vision of just like people standing outside the studio glass window.
They come here to just look at like you're a museum exhibit.
But they also have this every day for me. So, whoa. No, that's a lie. I wish. See, I will embrace such, my brand new day just
he
for
has
that.
Such a fantasy imagination.
Self-love is the first step, yeah. Mr. Gareth.
It's going to take long for self-love. You to make that about yourself.
Yeah, you've got to spend a huge amount of time self-loving. Yeah. All right, thanks, Lesejo. Nice to
later,
see you.
Later, guys.
All right, very good. There's Lesejo Mapanga, and he's our guest this morning on Brand New Day. We thought we'd check in with a couple of people who have it figured out, who are able. Like last week, we spoke to Wanda Hartley. You missed out on her, Mubs. She had some horrible things to say about you.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That is the nature of my friendship with her.
Or love.
It's a term of endearment. The meaner we are to each other, the more love we have for each other.
And she is looking very good considering she just had a baby not so long ago.
Yeah.
See? That's what Brand New Day is all about. Finding the people who've cracked the code and who are in that health cycle. They've managed to get themselves going. They're doing the right thing. And we want to learn from them. We want to copy their crib notes, effectively. That's why we decided we'd get them in here.
This is CliffCentral.com.